Hello everyone, I'm Brophy1322 and welcome to the Choking Hazard Podcast, episode 8 for the third time tonight, because we've had an absolute nightmare getting this started, but we finally got there. With my co-host, we've got Sugarfree Noss over there.
Hello, hello.
And RDT down there. We're going to be talking about a variety of things that that Rockstar have been doing recently, including taking down mods and not necessarily being the nicest people in the world, but first of all, let's introduce our guest. He is a man who is very outspoken about a lot of things. I'm going to be interested to see what he has to say about all the things that we're going to be talking about tonight. It is, of course, GTA Man. Hello, GTA Man.
Hello again, GTA Man.
Thank you. Welcome for the third time.
Third time's a charm, right?
That's what they say.
I've got to say, like, before we start, your image is very, very good.
Don't you talk to me about that image.
The,
I don't want
Sweet
to talk
Home
to you.
Alabama.
No.
My
Nuss, baby, I'm coming home for you.
That song is awful. I hear it every day of my life, every sporting event, every radio station, every moment of my life is Sweet Home Alabama. And I hate it and I hate you. That's all I have to say.
Why do you hate it,
that.
Though? It's a good song.
It's an awful song. It is by far the least impressive Lynyrd Skynyrd song.
It's not a great song.
It's not a great song.
I personally think it's fantastic. It's just great.
You shut your mouth. I won't talk.
So what about Freebird?
I'm out. Freebird's okay. Fantastic. It's impressive. I'll give it that. We've immediately gotten on to
Noss triggered immediately within like a minute.
Yes,
of the stream
mission accomplished. We can start the podcast.
Oh, man. I mean, I knew we were going to rant today, but I didn't know I'd be ranting about Sweet Home Alabama.
GTA Man is just hypnotizing you. He's just like, come on, start raging, Noss. Come on.
So, yeah, this is the third time that we've tried to get this started because of my... for those who are watching this on YouTube and not just listening to it, because we do have an audio-only version of the podcast, but for those who are actually
watching
this...
Shout out to you guys listening in your car. Making me feel like I'm the host of a radio show. I appreciate it, all five of you. Thank you. I always got to throw a shout out to those guys.
Yeah, of course. The I am from a new location. RDT James's location was it last episode as well? So
yeah, last episode.
I'm in Sweden for the next two episodes. So I had to get this all set up, you know, with the surface that I've got here, and it's all gone terribly. But we've got there now, so hopefully we go through the rest of the stream without issue.
And congratulations! I'm still
that's
in the goddamn trailer.
Thank you.
So
we're going to talk about, first of all, the most controversial news in GTA over the last few weeks, ever since, you know, gun running really, has been the fact that they're taking down mods all over the place, but specifically the Open 4 mod. Just to point something out before we start, the first thing that someone said in the chat, I think it was CoinDog originally when I said it, that it was Take-Two, not Rockstar. Let's get one thing straight.
Yeah,
they are both exactly the same thing at this point. It isn't Take-Two. They're in a partnership with each other. Take-Two is Rockstar's legal team. They aren't two separate entities. This isn't the big bad Take-Two doing it, and Rockstar just have to do.
Yeah, the poor innocent Rockstar Games.
Rockstar aren't speaking out about it as well. You know, they're not saying, "Oh, this is a bad thing," but we have to abide by what Take-Two is saying. It's not like that. They are one and the same. They're within a partnership with each other. It's not big bad Take-Two doing it. It's both of them together. We're not giving Rockstar a free pass on this one, because that's the reason that they've said Take-Two Interactive are taking these things down, because people will naturally think, oh well, Rockstar aren't doing too bad. But it is really both of them together. They're both the same thing these days. So
correction on your, by the way, Open 4 is a mod utility. It's not a mod itself.
Yeah, okay.
So
it's
a tool utility. So get
well,
that
how about, Noss, why don't you give us a rundown of what's happened? You know, for those who don't know, you know that side.
You know that side so much better.
I do,
than the
just
rest
because
of us.
I'm on PC. But yeah. Anyway, the first takedown, Take-Two has been on a crusade recently, past 2 weeks since gun running. And they have been on an absolute crusade taking down anything and everything that smells like a mod. And instead of, you know, you think, well, they want to keep online a fair and balanced platform, right? Especially on PC, because it is a big issue on PC. So you think that they would, oh, well, let's go take down all of these, you know, heavily malicious cheat menus that are out
griefing
there.
Griefing tools, right? And things like
that. Yeah, the griefing tools and the extremely harmful menus. The first cease and desist they issue is to Open4. If you don't know what Open4 is, if you're on console, you don't really know anything about it. It is a tool and utility that allows you to modify Rage Engine games. All of Rockstar's games, they run on the Rage Engine, and this tool allows you to modify things. We've used it personally in our 5M server to make vehicles and customize handling files and stuff like that. And it's extremely useful. Anything and everything that you have seen that is vaguely a mod has somehow been influenced and has used Open4. It's very important to single-player mods. And
so I have a question. Can I interrupt you for a second?
Of course. So I'm done. That's about it.
But with Open4, can you make those malicious mods?
Now, that I don't know. I think the menus would be there anyway. And the thing is, Open4 is still around. You can still use it. If you have a copy, you can still use it right now. So, you know, they got issued a cease and desist, and they can't update it anymore, which is a shame.
Huh.
And the single player,
the next GTA update will render all Open4 useless. They'll put something in the game that makes you not able to use it, and then Open4 can't update it to make it work again.
I don't know what they'll do in the future, but
it's used, and it's not allowed. They don't allow you to go online when you're changing any of these files in Open4. It's specifically for single player modding. It's basically a gateway. I would say the way that people get into modding, that what they go download Open4, change around a few files, and then it's the way that you create different mods. But it's all single player stuff.
Yeah, there are restrictions in place with mods and the mod managers that people typically use to keep you from going online, to avoid getting banned. So, you know, the makers of Open4 and a lot of these mods have that in mind, and that doesn't really matter. So,
because I was wondering if their idea was to go to the source of the problem, you know, try kind of chop down the tree at its base rather than try to snip the branches.
That's what they've tried to explain it as. But there's definitely, I can get into this all night, but there's definitely motives beyond that that are a lot more to do with basically shark cards and money, essentially.
Yeah.
It's what it all boils down to.
As it would be.
Yeah, of course.
It always can be traced back to money. Always.
Everything can, really.
And Johnny brings up a good point. GTA itself can actually detect when you have modded archives. So you cannot use Open4 for online modding. You just can't.
There's no way. Huh. It just shuts it down completely.
Another argument to that is that there was this Visual 5 mod going around, and you were indeed able to go online, but it was in a private session. So you were not actually in a public session. You were still able to go online, but it wouldn't interfere with other people's stuff. So,
and even if it did, that's Visual 5. Isn't that a graphics mod?
Yep.
That's client. I've always thought that client-side stuff like that should be allowed, but, I mean, you can't really. That's very hard to police. So I can understand a blanket ban on, you know, not having mods in multiplayer, which I do agree with, as often as I cheat in this game, you know, it's not right. You know, you shouldn't be able to run these trainers and menus online. You just shouldn't be able to. It completely ruins the experience for everybody. With one guy can ruin the entire experience for 30 people, and that's not cool. Yeah. But
I don't want to get into this argument of Rockstar and Take-Two, but there were still a few naysayers in the chat and saying, well, why have Rockstar put forward mods in the past and things like that, and they've said they're all very supportive of mods. Well, that was in the past. That means absolutely nothing.
That's
in the past.
Take-Two has taken control. Take-Two is at the reins. You've got to keep that in mind. They are in charge. What Rockstar wants or needs does not matter.
Rockstar are the ones who create the game, but the very top executives of Rockstar are sharing all the same ideas as the very top executives of Take-Two. They all want the same stuff, and they all want to make money. So it doesn't.
Dollar bill, yeah.
It doesn't. There's no in between. There's no hard line between Take-Two and Rockstar. Big bad Take-Two or poor little Rockstar. It's not like that. It's not like that. They're both in it together.
And even if they weren't, even if they were separate entities, like people still think they are, whatever. We already discussed in episode 3 that their lines of communication are so bad at Rockstar.
Yeah, we have discussed like they can't, in the past.
They can't get a message across two different departments.
The PR community team are probably dealing with all this fallout now on Rockstar, but they didn't have anything to do with the decisions. It's all the upper echelons of the people who are designing and creating the game themselves. None of those have anything to do with the decisions, but it's the top people making these decisions in both companies, and it's all money related essentially. But I'm gonna get onto that. Don't get me started too early, because you'll never get.
The worst part about the whole thing as well is that the CEO has said that he doesn't play games. And
yeah, I've read that.
There
as well.
Are multiple articles out there, and I think Jim Sterling also covered it on his channel, where
thank God for Jim fucking Sterling.
Yeah, I know, right? Basically, he's telling everyone that the CEO of Take-Two is saying that he or they in general haven't monetized GTA Online enough.
Yeah, I know we're gonna talk that was a comment, about,
you know, a bit more later, I think. But it's showing in gun running, especially now. And I think that it's a bit scary, and I understand that they're trying to protect, of course, their property. But what Take-Two is only doing, instead of actually knowing what's going on in the game, affecting all those hundreds of thousands or how many people it is that are making these machinimas, which is pretty much the biggest impact and the biggest outcry for this thing. Yeah, they're not taking that into definitely. Account. Because my whole thing with it as well is that Take-Two is also shooting them in the foot in that regard, because a lot of people are purchasing the PC version or even 2 PC versions to mod the game, make machinimas. There's so many examples out there that people have purchased the PC version to make machinimas, to mod the game. And in general, it just gives the game more promotion. But I don't think they see that, because they're focused on the microtransaction and the GTA Online business model, which is doing well for them. They have to keep the shareholders happy, which is, of course, you know, for us fans and players, it's not the right way. But they don't care about us playing. All they care about is their new, you know, Bugatti at the end of the month.
The final thing I'll say about it, CoinDog said Take-Two own Rockstar, they're not partners. That's not actually true. They are actually partners at the very top. The Hauser brothers are in partnership with the top guys in Take-Two. It is a partnership now. Take-Two are just the legal team of Rockstar essentially at this point, and they publish the games. They're not necessarily fully owned by them like you have EA owning BioWare or something like that. It's not the same thing. You misinformed if that's what you think, because that isn't how it is. But that's where I'll leave it. So when it comes to what do we all think the motivations are then? And I'm not going to start, but why, if it's not specifically about online modding, what are the motivations for Rockstar to do what they've done?
Money.
If a single player mods are not going to do anything to online though. Just purely, I think that they've just been really misinformed. Now, I'm not an expert on mods, so I'm going to have to look at NOS if I want to have more knowledge about this. But as far as I understand, Open4 has done very minimal, if not no damage at all, to online. So taking that down, it doesn't make any sense. They went after, the online mod menus, and everyone went, hallelujah, good shit, you know. But
they went after the least harmful online menu, though. That's the thing. Well, one of them. Like, menu was by far the least harmful that out of all of the menus that are out there, and I know a couple of them, menu was the least harmful. It had the least griefing options, and the most, like, it focused on, it had an incredible object, what they called the object spooner. And you could remember the shenanigans last week of the MCEC, the funeral. That was all made with menu's object spooner, and it was fantastic.
Yeah.
We also had the amazing vehicle customization as well with menu and a lot of other features. And all of the menus that are still out there, because it's still an epidemic in GTA Online right now. I could go on GTA Online right now, go into a session, and I've got like a 50-50 shot of losing all my money in my cars because someone just decided, hey, that'd be fun. Because they have not went and focused on these griefing menus and instead have taken down Open 4 and the least harmful menu you could possibly get. So I understand their motivation if they want to, get rid of modded money so people are more inclined to buy shark cards, but, you know, they haven't even done that correctly. It's just very frustrating.
The ironic thing is that the most harmful mod menus are created by people who actively want to create
Destroy the terrible game experience.
So they're ironically going to be the ones who aren't going to listen to any cease and desist orders. They're just not going to bother. So the ones that they want to take down are the ones that they're not able to because they're just not going to take them down. They're going about it the wrong way for me.
Force Hacks was a bad menu
they took down. Oleg, by the way, they have taken down a couple of the mod menus, but there's so many still out there that are killing the game, and that's what they need to be focusing on, not Open 4 and menu.
Hawk,
so Open 4.
Wait. Hawk, I know they're officially owned by them, but that's not what I said. Officially, legally, yes, but they are in partnership. The top people. You're not listening to what I'm saying. Okay, that's where I'm going to end it. Carry on.
Yeah, well, it's a subsidiary, so it's like
it doesn't matter anyway. They're not having a big outcry. Like a even if it was like that, they're not doing a big outcry saying, "Yeah, we would like to support mods, but this isn't the way that Take-Two wants to do it." They're not saying anything about it. They're not going to point a gun at Take-Two and say
"fuck you."
So
no, then why would they do that?
Yeah,
go on, ADT. Sorry, carry on.
What I was going to ask is the Open 4 did that have anything to do with online modding? Could you do that?
No,
or was it just it's just offline?
It was a tool and a framework to create your own mods for single player.
You could turn into a whale and drive a motorcycle at Mount Chiliad. Yeah. That's all.
You've got to keep in mind that Open 4 is not just for GTA 5. This affects legacy games too. This affects GTA 4 as well. So
it's been going for 10 years as well.
It's been a 10-year project since GTA 4, and now we decide that we can't have this anymore. 3 years into GTA 5 on PC and 10 years into the project, and now it is time to take it down.
Yeah. I would still say it's about money.
Shark cards didn't exist back then.
That is true.
Because you can buy shark cards on single player, but why would you? But I would still say maybe they're trying to save their space for when DLCs come out. You know, they don't want people to make up all the content so that they are the only ones that are releasing new stuff for the game. You know, even though they aren't.
I don't know about that.
Has anyone seen Total Biscuits' video about it?
I've watched a little bit of it. I didn't have a chance to watch it.
The last 10 minutes of it, especially, is mainly about GTA, but it's very interesting and I think he's bang on. And this is something that I've been thinking for a while. You gotta realize how far the game has gone backwards, if you like, in terms of DLCs especially. When we used to get DLCs, we used to get them in single player, we used to get them all released at the same time. People could try them out in single player, they could make an informed decision about, they've got all the vehicles there, which ones do I want to buy, where do I want my money to go. Now we get vehicles drip fed, often the best vehicles saved until last.
People will buy a vehicle that
comes 1 week, then wish that they'd saved their money for the next week, and that leads to shark card sales because people want that vehicle and they'll go, "Oh, well, I wish I'd had that one. Okay, let's just buy a shark card, top up my money, I'll buy that one instead." If they'd had an informed decision, if they'd had all of the vehicles all at once, they wouldn't have made that decision, and they would have just gone for the car that they wanted in the first place. Also, because you can't test them in single player beforehand, you can't make an informed decision about whether you like the way that a car drives or what you want from that car. So you might buy that car that you really wanted after getting some shark cards and realize that, actually, I don't even like this. It drives terribly for what I want.
Yeah,
as we've been going on all this time, getting more and more. They want you to be confused. They want you to be uninformed, because that ultimately drives more shark card sales, more impulse buying, things like that. And modding was the last little bit of thing that we had that was countering that. It was the last thing where we could look into the game files. YouTubers would spread the message of, these are all the vehicles that are going to be coming. I did some early testing, and I would have done it for these as well if I'd been at my PC. We were getting that information before Rockstar and Take-Two wanted us to have it, so we could continue to make informed decisions about what we wanted to buy. And we could, people who were playing on PC could do just what they did before when they released the vehicles in single player. They could get them in single player, get these DLC vehicles, and they don't have to buy them online. There's only one reason that they stopped putting the vehicles into single player, and that's because they want you to buy them online and spend your money online. But if you can choose them in single player, you don't have to buy them online. Modding was exactly the same thing as that. You could mod them into single player. That means you don't have to buy it online. Rockstar don't want that. Rockstar want you to buy the car. Rockstar want you to use your online money. And modding was one way that that was it. That was the last way that that was possible. Getting rid of modding means that you have to buy it online. You have to do everything that you do online. You make uninformed decisions. Ultimately, more shark cards are sold and make more money. And that's what it all boils down to. It's all about the shark cards. It's not Rockstar creating a single player experience anymore. It's completely turned over to online. And in comparison, this is what Total Biscuit was saying, in comparison to something like a game like Skyrim and how Bethesda have supported the mods there, for example, it's a completely different business model. Mods on Skyrim continue to sell the game, but that doesn't matter whether these games are sold or not for GTA, because they're making so much money from shark cards. They made $1 billion on shark cards alone over the last few years. So they don't need mods. They don't want mods. They want you to put everything into online. And the guys who I spoke to at Rockstar and the PR team and the community team, they said it themselves. They said, we've changed the way that we see GTA Online now. We initially made it as a product, and now it's a service. And that's exactly the way that it goes. And they've completely changed how they treat the game, and it's all about selling those shark cards. And as the Take-Two CEO said, we are, even now, they are under monetizing the player base on a per user basis, he said. So this is only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse.
And it's a shame.
It is a
real shame.
The one thing I think we should not forget, though, is that let's look at 5M. Because there, after they got the cease and desist, they just simply rebranded again, and now it's called 5M again. So the way I think about it is that, yes, Open4 is more than likely lost. But it's mothers that are now also pissed off versus Take-Two. Take-Two is not going to win this battle. They're fighting a losing battle. No. The thing is, like, the same. Look at mod menus. It's not going to end. There is going to be a different version of Open4. People are going to find a way to keep using Open4, even though the developers have got the cease and desist. There's going to be ways around it. So single-player modding for GTA 5 is more than likely not dead. Sure, it got a bit of a dent, but give it a few weeks or a few months, and it would just be fine to back on track. That's the way I look at it. Hell, people have been saying in the chat as well, and there was one of the things that I was thinking about. What if we get an officially supported Rockstar mod tool that they can, you know, have a look at themselves? Okay, this is something that we don't want. This is something that we can allow. And that way they can control what goes in and out of the game without having to go as far as they've done in the past week.
They would monetize the hell out of it.
I was just about to say that. You think they're not going to charge
it?
Yeah, true,
but I mean, they would make money off it, but there would still be a control environment for people who want to use single-player mods.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I think they're going about anti-cheat the wrong way. If you want comprehensive anti-cheat, you need... What do you need? This is a question. Does anyone know dedicated servers? Congratulations.
I was going to come on to that point.
You're right there. Yeah. You need dedicated servers if you want to have a comprehensive anti-cheat. And instead of putting out the money to... I mean, I don't even know if they could reasonably switch it over to a system like that anymore. But
probably too late.
Yeah, it's probably too late, but they're just going to go around with their legal team and pew, 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 cease and desist everywhere. It's not going to work. it's not going to work.
Just like in Alabama, right?
Yeah. Well, this was going to be my other point. It's like they made $1 billion off the initial release. Then they've made countless more on the re-releases on new gen and PC and you know all continued sales of the game since then. And then they've made another $1 billion on shark cards. That's a hell of a lot of money. How much more? First of all, how much more do they actually want?
All Jesus. Of it. All of it. All every, of it. Clearly. Every cent.
But
that's the point of a company.
If they'd invested some of that money in some dedicated servers, proper anti-cheat measures, then we wouldn't even have this issue. Mods online wouldn't be a thing, and people would be free to do what they want. But they're going about it the opposite way. They've let all of the... They've made a half-assed version of what they should have done in the first place with online, with this peer-to-peer nonsense. And because of that, it's been taken advantage of with mods and with people who want to do things that are outside of what the rules say that you should do. And instead of going after those people specifically, they're just getting rid of mods entirely with the open for just a complete blanket, you know, ruining of the whole experience. And the worst thing is that it's just the single player people who the people who make these great machinimas, the people who only ever mod in single player, the people who love the game and want to push it to its limits and do other things with it and put their time into making new experiences because they just love the game so much. It's those people who are getting punished for it. And it's just such a shame.
But why would they? If Rockstar is making $1 billion, you said, on shark cards, why would they change anything?
Exactly. They've got no incentive. The shark cards are only going to continue with this anyway. They've got no incentive to play to mods because mods don't make them any money. Mods actively take away money if you're thinking about, you know, being able to acquire stuff in single player without buying it online. Their bottom line, they're doing all the right things because they're making so much money. So why would they ever change it? And it's not going to change. But all we can sort of, as Total Biscuit said in his video, you can just hope that in a few years down the line, or in 10 years or 20 years or whatever, people eventually just get sick of it and don't bother buying the games anymore. But that's not going to happen overnight.
No.
I'd honestly really like to see what they've come up with in terms of how much mods actually cut into their profits. Like,
you
whatever.
Want to be in that board meeting. You know,
I want to see them say, this person doing this in their own private session, driving around, you know, a Hellcat or whatever, that costs us $1 million profit. How would that...
How do you even make that projection as well?
Yeah.
I
don't know. It's a shady, shady situation.
I think it just turned out to be one gigantic misinformed decision.
Yes, exactly. And you got to keep in mind too, Open 4 wasn't like, it wasn't some done project. Like, it wasn't complete. It was still in progress, this project. Like, they were still in the process of cracking several files, like one of them important to us with the 5M server that we're building and racing in general was the car variation files, which would have given us more control over the vanilla cars in the game. And maybe, like, say, do you want a spoiler on The Fugitive? Well, if that file was cracked, we could make a mod and do that. But now, since progress has ceased on Open 4, that file may never be cracked. So, you know, that's going to be a real shame and a real detriment to vehicle mods and then other files that haven't been cracked either. So, you know, it's like the what we've lost right now is big with Open 4, but the progress that Open 4 could have possibly made is a big loss too.
Yeah. For sure. And Griefstrike, you can say that this is practicing for GTA 6. And I remember in Bruffy's GTA 4 throwback nostalgia video, he was like, oh, you can see that they're doing this and they're improving in the next game. I'm like, yeah, that's kind of how games work. I was thinking in my mind, you know, like, yeah, that's kind of how a sequel works. It's supposed to be better. But
it's supposed to be.
At the same time, I think everyone thought when the next gen version of GTA 5 was announced, they were like, oh, so this last gen was just a, you know, a beta version. The next one should be the best. But
well,
then,
do you remember the 360 version?
With Don't talk to me.
It was amazing. Don't even talk any trash on the 360.
360. Everyone knows.
It was my main platform. So I'm not talking shit. I'm just experienced that.
The 360 version was better than the PS3 version, and I say that
for sure.
Experience.
That is true.
Jesus. Sure. But yeah, it's absolutely clear that this is the way forward for them now. Are we even going to get any single player content in GTA 6? Are we just going to see GTA Online expand even further?
Just a whole another launch, a completely other launch of GTA Online. No single player.
No GTA 6, no GTA 7, no single player DLC for anything. That was another thing. We were due to get single player DLC, but there's not enough money in that. I think they've completely changed. And this is, all of this is probably part of the reason that Leslie Benzies left. He was one of the founding members of Rockstar, right? Along with the Hauser brothers. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Every single GTA, every single one, you see his name second. His name is in there second. Yeah. You got the Hauser brothers GTA and you 3, got Benzies.
It's all the good ones.
Yeah, but basically he was a huge person in getting Grand Theft Auto to be what it is. And he probably saw the way that it's going. He probably saw what they're planning to do. And he probably wasn't happy with it. And he decided, right, that's it. That's my time up.
Yeah.
I think the issue with the whole situation, though, is that we don't know the full story.
Yeah.
We can just assume things. And we don't know what happened behind the scenes. You know, the Hauser brothers and Leslie might have got into a big argument. And, you know, obviously, since the Hauser brothers are kind of like, you know, the big two guys, they obviously maybe plotted together to, you know, to push him out. But that's the thing. We don't know anything. The lawsuit is still going on. So as time goes by.
And whose fault is that? You know?
It's
Rockstar doesn't tell anybody anything. Yeah. That's the
thing. Well, would you really want to bring out information about a lawsuit as big as that? Like with your main guys?
You know, that's huge. But they won't even give you a straight answer on why you're taking away gate launch glitches. You know,
that's another thing that they went like about, we're not going to patch harmless glitches, yet they patched that.
People like they put so much stock in what a company says. Like, no, don't do that. If they say that we support the modding community and we're always going to have their back, tomorrow you're getting a cease.
you better get ready to stop modding right now.
You cannot trust anything. They will contradict themselves left and right. You cannot trust what they say, and you cannot put stock in it. And when they turn around and they screw you, you can't say, "Well, yesterday they told me they wouldn't screw me." That was to get you off guard so that they could screw you harder. All right. So you cannot take stock in what they say. You cannot do it. And that goes just in general. Just in general, you cannot do that.
That's a life lesson, actually. Good job, Nos.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, there you go. Life lessons from Nos.
Life lessons with Nos.
I think the whole direction of the game has just been the idea that the milking it for everything that it's worth and any possible values that the game had, what Grand Theft Auto is, what it should be, that is going out of the window at every single update, every single new DLC that we get. It's all about shark card sales and milking everybody as much as possible, and the game itself has taken a hit from that as well. You know, we have every single DLC, we get new broken things. We get issues.
Oh my goodness! Can we switch to that topic next?
Imagine we had a DLC that was just fixing stuff, like and there's stuff from the very start of the game that isn't fixed. But they're more than happy to patch a money glitch within 24 hours of it being found. They're more than happy to develop all of these vehicles, but they're all monetized. There's no money in fixing the game. There's always an argument that the shark cards are funding more content and they're ultimately giving us free content if you want to actually grind the game enough to be able to get all the money that you need to buy it all. But what content? It's not content. It's just new stuff to use money on and buy shark cards for. Heists and the content creator are the only two things that I can think of in the entirety of the 4 years that we've been playing GTA Online that actually have any gameplay value or content beyond just a few minutes here and there, and then you get bored of it. You know, when you think about a game's meant to have some fun. It's meant to be involving. Look at your $60 that you spent on GTA 5 and how much you spent playing the single player and how much time and fun you got out of that. And then how far would $60 go in shark card sales on the gun running DLC? What, you know, how can you get the same amount of time on that? You get nothing. You can get a t-shirt. Yeah.
A t-shirt.
So the expense, the game is getting worse at the expense of milking the viewers, the player base. That's my personal opinion on it.
Well, I think another thing that they might not have taken into account is the delay of Red Dead. I think that is part of the whole thing why they're kind of like, I guess gun running didn't really feel fresh to a lot of people. And yeah. I think, I guess people, that might be for me a good thing, because what to throw into the group, what do you guys think? It's like, I personally think that they're trying to stretch out the DLC as much as possible with Dream Feeding, especially and stretch it as long as possible until, you know, they can still keep content and, of course, you know, sales flowing until Red Dead comes out.
I mean, gun running is basically just putting lipstick on a pig and just trying to make it pretty. There's only so much lipstick to go around. Yeah. You know, it's just the same old thing.
Exactly as GTA means.
Go here, get this, bring it back. And then
we said it in the last episode of the podcast. If this is just bikers or CEO missions again, reskinned, it's going to be terrible. And that's exactly what it turned out to be.
That's exactly what it is.
Exactly. Yeah.
The rocket bikes.
We got Nostradamus over here telling you the future. So you know, you gotta watch out. But gun running was not good. Are we gonna switch topics to that now? I think we've pretty much gotten the Screw Take Two. Hopefully, you know, there'll be some kind of resolution where everyone wins to this, but I doubt it happened.
We'll finish on what do we think is going to actually be is the future of modding and stuff. Well, what is going to happen to it?
I think Take Two is still going to fire cease and desist left and right, but it's not going to matter because the development of Hoping 4 will continue with someone else, I'm sure, you know, or somewhere else, probably in Russia. The mods always go to Russia whenever they get taken down. Have you noticed that trend, by the way? Mod gets taken down. Have you not noticed that trend? If mod gets taken down, well, let's move to Russia.
So. I'm not very in that community, so I don't know much.
It will not matter in the grand scheme of things, I don't think, but it's definitely put some bad blood out there. It's, you know, people are not happy. People, have you seen the Steam reviews of GTA 5?
Yeah, I just looked them up. Fantastic.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful what the internet can do when they all come together to say screw you. So,
which is that's where it should be. I mean, if you do something that's scumbaggery in the eyes of the player base, you should be told about it. Yeah. And there was such an outcry about it, then you know that you've made a misstep somewhere. But ultimately, why do you know they don't care. They're going to see the shark card sales. They'll probably be exactly the same as what they were before this all happened, if not more, because it's been in the news more now. And GTA's been, you know, the controversy just reminds people, oh, GTA's a game. Let's go on that. Oh, I need this car. Let's buy a shark card. You know, it could even grow, and they'll see that and they'll just think, well, who cares about the single player mods? Who cares about the people who are creating this content? We're not bothered. We're still raking in the money, and that's all that matters to them at this point. So it's going to continue.
Yeah, it's a shame.
It is a shame. It is
shame.
Just to go on to GTA Men's comment, I think they're going to keep GTA going as long as shark card sales continue happening. They're gonna just keep it up. They're gonna keep supporting it, even with reskinned terrible DLCs that really don't have any content whatsoever. They're gonna keep doing that as long as shark cards are being sold. And then as soon as the shark card sales start to dip down, that's when they'll say, right, we're stopping GTA Online now. And then who knows what will come next. But that's the thing. It might not ever
stop. I'm laughing because it's probably right.
Like... it might not ever stop. It might just continue to evolve GTA Online, make it bigger and all this sort of stuff. Because it's more... It's probably... They've made $1 billion from shark cards. I bet they didn't spend anywhere near as much money making the content over the last 4 years for these DLC packs as what they spent making GTA 5. No, not even close. Yeah. So they've made the same amount of money from shark cards with a lot less of an outlay with just GTA Online than they had to do for an entirely new single player experience like GTA 6 would be. So I can't see them even doing GTA 6 at this point, not until it really tails off for shark cards. Because why do they don't need to?
Get ready for War Bonds. That's all I've got to say. I can't wait to buy War Bonds.
War Bonds
next spring. Red Dead Redemption 2, man. Gotta buy those War Bonds.
Yeah, Red Dead. If anyone thinks Red Dead Redemption 2 is not going to have significant online modes that have some sort of monetization with this, there's no chance of that not happening. It's going to be the same.
Any Rockstar game from here on out is bound.
And they're not going to make the same mistakes that they did with the start of GTA 5. They're not going to put low prices and then raise them as it goes on. It's going to be low prices from the start, drip feeding content from the start. They're going to milk it as much as possible from day one. So we had it good. The first year of GTA, we had it good.
Yeah.
But do you think that GTA Online will continue after Red Dead? Because GTA Online and Red Dead are two completely different franchises with two completely different
fan bases. About halfway.
Same bank account.
I think it'll support for GTA Online will. I would project it would continue about halfway into Red Dead Redemption 2's life cycle.
Mm-hmm.
GTA 5 is going to be an excellent game when they stop supporting it. I think when people can just go crazy with it and 5M is there and everything like that.
Yeah, that's
you know. Yeah. And its 5M has really come along, like in a year. I think it's going to be great.
The GTA, in a way, the mods and the way that things are going with the 5M stuff, that's what's going to prolong the lifespan of the game, personally, I think, more so than anything else. I can't look at that image right now. What is it?
It's the exact moment that Rockstar discovered
Shark Card. Oh, is this the Simpsons one?
No.
The exact moment that Rockstar discovered.
Yeah, it's a timeline. Okay. Timeline.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like release date, everything 4, up to 2013.
Yeah, and then nothing since GTA 5. So.
All right, let's get on to gun running then.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Wait, we weren't talking
about
that.
You want to make real
money? It's in arms.
Yeah, it's in Rockstar's arms. That's where it is. Well, that's where our money
is taken away. I can't.
Looking at how it's going, GTMS name will receive a cease and desist before you know it.
GTM, why don't you take the reins of the gun running discussion to start us off? You've already talked about this on your own channel, but reshare some of your thoughts if you would.
Well,
and just to preface this, you're normally quite supportive of the DLC.
Yes,
and things.
We're
critical of the adversary mods and all that kind of stuff. But you're normally
Let's put it in perspective. I was the guy that said that Tiny Racers was decent.
Yeah, okay.
let's put it that way.
That one stream was very decent.
I mean, let's not go into Tiny Racers. That will just turn into a heated argument. Nos is probably going to cry again or some shit. But, so essentially, long story short, in my opinion, gun running feels a lot like Vikings Part 2, but then takes 10 times as long. I feel like they've taken the concept of bikers and then not really take it the right way. I feel like research could have done it a much better way. I feel like they have done research the way they've done it now, where you can fast track it. And now let me just make this clear. fast tracking is precisely what a free-to-play game would do. And when I looked at it, I was like,
they got my money. They got it all. They got every bit of it because I wasn't going to sit there and wait. No way. Yeah.
But the way I hoped that they would have done researching is by doing missions, like have teeny tiny like quests or whatever, like something that didn't even have to be as expensive and like, you know, extensive or whatever actually the word for it is, where you do tiny little missions or a string of missions or hell, even challenges, like for example, get 10 headshots with an assault rifle so unlock this camo, stuff like that. Gameplay rather than, you know, sitting in front of your TV that's not even on in your apartment. And then just wait until you get lost
from gaming in general.
Yeah,
just the ability to unlock things from gameplay is just gone in online experiences. It's all about money. And people are seeing frame drops. I'm not seeing it.
Drop top.
It all looks fine on my end.
Whatever.
But
cooking, I mean,
it's an audio. It's a podcast audio anyway. It's fine. Just
it'll be fine.
Just listen.
Yeah.
You've seen the Sweet Home Alabama lyrics already.
Just watch the YouTube. Just watch the YouTube video.
Worst guest ever.
Carry on. Carry on, GTA.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't even know what I was saying. I was focusing on the Sweet Home Alabama. Well, like I was saying, that I would have preferred to have more gameplay, because like the thing is, with import and export, you had actually, you know, you had to do something. With bikers, you had to just sit there and wait.
Yeah, you just
now you can work. Boring. Bikers worked because you could do different things at the same time. But with gun running, it takes such a long time to do the research. Like I don't want to play GTA Online this way. I want to play the game. I don't want to sit there and wait until something happens. Like I don't want to sit there for hours and hours on end to unlock a camo. Which, by the way, all that research stuff is at random. There's no set path for every single one. It's a different thing. And I believe there was a way to change that, but of course, they patched that.
Of course.
I'm like, ridiculous. Yeah. It's like, I get it, you know, but it just was disappointing to me that they had to go the way with the fast tracking, where you had spent like 225,000 a fast track to unlock like a camo rather than going the gameplay way. Like, personally, I'm someone that don't really play free roam. I want to have a goal. And if Rockstar allowed us or me or anyone, however you want to call it, to just simply do gameplay stuff to unlock gameplay things, then I'd be like, this is a fantastic DLC. There's so much content. This is great. Because when I heard about research and I was like, oh, there's so much stuff you can unlock, I was like, oh, this is going to be great DLC. There's going to be so much to unlock. And I ended up spending an entire weekend leaving my PS4 on while I was going to do groceries, sitting my characters in a shitty new apartment that I bought just so I was just right next to my bunker, set it to the TV without the TV even being on, and just went to do groceries. This is not how I want to play GTA Online.
No.
I think the funniest part about it is you can fast track things that you can buy, but you can't fast track something that's going to make you money. Like, they can't make guns faster. Like, that's so... Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, well, you can fast-track the research, but then you've still got to buy the upgrade. You take all this time to research it, but then you've still got to actually buy it to apply it to the vehicles.
Yeah.
Anything. Yeah, this is what I said on the stream when we were doing the gun running showcase, that, like, every little bit of it is monetized in hidden ways now. It's not just... you pay this amount and you get this thing. It's you buy this, but then, oh, to get this extra little feature that you want, you've got to buy this. And then to get that extra little feature, you've got to do some research, and then you get the chance to buy the, you know, every little thing is monetized in a little bit more of an insidious way every little time that you do something. And like you said, there's no gameplay. There's nothing there that you unlock via gameplay. There's nothing that you actually do. The point that I was going to make is that if GTA Online had come out as a free-to-play experience from the ground up with no history whatsoever, all of this kind of stuff would be relatively okay and justified.
Yeah,
and
you kind of
think it was, you know, that's what you expect from a free-to-play game. But with this being a $60 AAA title, and then the online has turned into this. It's got all this history of fantastic gaming experiences. It's just sad that it's turned into what it has, which is just basically a big free-to-play money grab of a game.
Yeah, and I think it brings the whole thing of that they're trying to stretch it so bad at the moment. They're trying to, because if you look at the way we're going to go and continue on now, because obviously there's going to be an Independence Day DLC. This week we didn't even have a new car. We got two new t-shirts.
Can we just take a moment to count all the drip-fed stuff? Can we just take a moment?
Jeez.
Okay, here
we go. It's going to be like 2 or 3
I'm gonna
months.
I'm going to try to do this off the top of my head. Ardent, Torero, Cheetah Classic, the Wagner. XA21, the Wagner.
Wagner.
Yeah, the Independence Day liveries, the Independence Day gun skins, the what else? There's more stuff. The
technical insurgent customs.
The technical, the insurgent. That's 9. That's 9 weeks of content.
Something else as well. What's the other thing? Militarized thing. The Night Shark.
The Night Shark. That's 10.
Yeah.
I think that might be it.
And that's if we get one every week. Which
The t-shirts don't really count, in my opinion. I mean, I don't really care about the t-shirts.
The drip feeding is insane.
But there's so many vehicles in this DLC that are being drip fed. So many, and they're actually, to their credit, I will give them credit. They are some great cars. Yeah. They are some excellent cars. I've driven all of them. The two supers are great. The Cheetah is fantastic. The Cheetah is a beautiful car. The Ardent's pretty cool. The Night Shark is great. Like, all of the vehicles are great.
It's almost like the people who are making the vehicles and programming the cars and making all of the actual content know what they're doing, and they're good at making games. But then it's the people who are making the decisions above them are the ones that are ruining it.
Yeah.
I've always said this. I've always said that the programmers who program the games, and when you look at all of the handling data and stuff like that, you see all of these little bits that make them so unbalanced, especially the Supers class, for example. And then it only takes some idiot who doesn't know what he's talking about to put it in the wrong class or drip feed it and get us annoyed. But it's the people who are programming the stuff that we're using. They're the ones who know what they're doing. They absolutely know what they're doing, and they're very, very good at what they do. But the people who drip feed the content and make those decisions also know what they're doing. They're also very good at what they do, and both of those people are trying to do two very different things. One's trying to create a good game experience. One's trying to make as much money out of it as possible.
Yeah. I disagree. I think the Torero is great. I drove it a bit, and it handles well. And it's on pace with like the Sterling and the Infernus and those kind of lower tier sports classics. So, I like the Torero. It's an excellent car, in my opinion. But to point out that dissenting opinion in chat, we move on to with every DLC? So
The rocket bike is good.
The rocket bike is not only fun, it's going to make everything in the game faster, in my opinion. Okay. Like, from CEO crates to heist setup missions to really anything.
Time trials?
I don't think you can use it in time trials.
Oh, the free rope challenge where you can have to glide with your bike. I remember my buddy Josh, he just simply went to Montreal and got like 5 miles or something.
But the bike is going to be very useful, and it is very fun. I mean, the vehicles themselves for the most part they're all right.
They're good vehicles. Yeah, absolutely. It's just there's nothing, we said this in the podcast last time out. The vehicles look fantastic. If you can actually do stuff with those vehicles, have proper content with and use those vehicles for something fun, then it's going to be a fantastic DLC. But what we get is fantastic vehicles that you can barely do anything with.
Yeah, here's something that's even worse, right? In one of the supply missions, I saw that new tactical. I saw it being used as well. If you could even drive it, and I was like, "Why can I not purchase this online in the game? There. You'll I'm driving it right now. Rockstar, please." Yeah. Like the supply missions, though, as far as I've played them, there are some very cool ones in there. Like they've done a good job on those. But once again, it's go here, do some cool shit, go back.
Yeah, it's like. The same thing goes for a lot of things in this game.
I mean, cool shit is a bit of a stretch.
Thanks, Nas. That, you know,
well, I mean, what's not badass about standing at the back of the truck?
Let him speak. Let RDT speak.
Go ahead, RDT. Sorry. Yeah.
But it's like a lot of things in this game, even if they're never going to release them. It's like, there. I know people that have different gender characters. Oh, shit. I mean, sex. Gender's a social construct. But like people that have girl characters that want hairstyles that NPCs have, they're in the game. Let us have them. Like, it's there. It's an easy thing to do. It's just okay. Stuff that is easily available.
Yeah, Rockstar's continued inability to give us access to stuff that we actually might want to use to have some fun. Yeah, it's been the same, and I don't understand those restrictions at all. It's meant to be a game. It's not meant to be a job, a grind, and then you can't access these things, but you can have these things. So, you know, it's.
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto, but you have to buy this car. You can't steal it. Sorry.
God.
Yeah, what was that? What was that quote from who said that? Open world, closed doors, or something like that?
Yeah, that's that was a really great quote. That's exactly right. I can't remember who it was, but it was fantastic.
Yeah, you can look out the window and see an open world. Yeah. And wave to it and say hi.
Smile away, boys. Smile away.
Should we move on to our regular segments? Because
I'd like to talk a little bit about what they've broken. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah,
I need to take a quick break.
Every DLC has to break something. Last time we ruined every single vehicle's ability to turn left. So you thought, man, how could it get worse than that? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have found it. Let's break every single downforce vehicle in the game for no reason. Great time, right?
It's good fantastic. Time. I mean, just wonderful.
How do they even do it? How do they even do this?
Developments.
it is so baffling to me that they have managed to break downforce. For those that don't know, downforce is nowhere near as good as it should be, or it was before the last update, and it is a mess, and
do you know
is
what
awful.
I think might have been the case.
I think I know where you're going. I've heard this. I think I've heard this.
I've heard this on some channel that I don't know. Never heard of him probably, but you know, he mentioned it.
Who?
I don't know. Some weird English guy.
Do you think it's the bike? The physics of the bike? They had to
I
do
don't
something
actually. I really? Think it, this. I think that it might have been an intentional change.
Oh, really?
An intentional.
Ooh, get your tinfoil's head out.
Ooh, an intentional like nerf of downforce, right? To then reapply spoilers adding traction to downforce cars. Because we all know that Rockstar are a little behind the curve in things. And it was quite a while ago that I made the video about spoilers versus downforce. And we have this problem with the Italia GTB and the GTB Custom, Spectre and Spectre Custom. The custom versions are slower because they solely rely on downforce. What if they've reduced the effectiveness of downforce to add the spoiler back in so that those cars, the more expensive, the custom versions of cars are better than their regular versions of the cars, but they just forgot to put the spoiler bonus back
that, on? I don't know. That's a little ridiculous to me. If they remove it, why wouldn't they put it back in the same update? That just...
No, you know how they are. They're still...
Well,
still
I guess so. But I don't know. That might be a little too conspiracy for me. I think I think they have... it's plausible. I'll tell you that. It's absolutely plausible. So... I don't know. I don't know why they've done it, and I'm not going to try.
Okay, fair enough. We'll time will tell whether it changes or whether it stays the same, or you know what happens, whether it gets fixed. We'll see. But yeah, it's pretty bad that they can break something as fundamental as that with some of the quickest cars.
Yeah, it's a shame because some of the vehicles broken. They were good. They were fun. Yeah.
They were good.
And the content creators had new issues where jobs would fail to download.
I remember seeing that
water or something. You have to recreate the job, and if you go to publish the job, it won't update the current job. You have, it creates an entirely new one, so all the old links don't work and the jobs for the links don't work. So it's a nightmare.
It's a mess. Well, Vlad agrees with you, therefore I agree with you, Bruff, on your previous point. So just putting that out there. If Vlad agrees with you, I do too. So
right, fair enough. should we go to our regular segments then?
Let's take it right in.
All right. So this is the point where we do our regular segments, including the community questions. So if anybody wants to ask us any questions in the chat, just go on Discord. There's a channel. If you're a regular, you'll be able to get in there. MB Hammer will be in there to take your questions, and then he'll drag you in one by one. Whilst that's all happening, let's do Choke of the Week, and then we'll do RDT's Apple Juice Minute, and then a little bit of Ruffy's Racing Corner if anybody actually has asked anything, but probably not. Yeah, okay, let's skip Ruffy's Racing Corner then.
We had 2 weeks.
Can we talk about Mark or Max Verstappen then?
No, we can't. Okay, let's not have Ruffy's Racing Corner at all then. Let's just scrap that.
I don't understand.
That's a rough one.
All right, so if
you have any questions, hop in the phone bank.
Yeah.
And we have a guest this week. You can ask our guest questions. That's never been done before.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
I have nothing interesting to say. Just ask these guys something.
That is incorrect.
All right, so I'm gonna play the hopefully this works, the chokes for this week, but I'm gonna play a bonus choke first of all that may be from someone you recognize. I actually submitted this, but it didn't make the top three. But I can't even make it in my own top three, but I thought it was a good choke. I was like,
that Family Guy ostrich.
I'm not letting you win your own competition again. That's happened way too many times on your streams.
No.
Oh my god, if I ruined it.
It didn't go well. I mean, I've ruined it. Miles in the lead. It was
come on.
So
go.
Well.
No.
That was on the Dream Max stream on Sunday.
That's a solid choke right there. That's solid. That's pretty good.
But yeah, I'll go through the first three. These are the ones that you're actually going to be voting on. So one, two, or three. I know the frames took a little bit of a nosedive during that, but we got to do what we got to do. So number one, start playing it now. This is from.
He's gone for the Feltzer there. Unusual choice of car for this match. Always got to throw it out there.
Absolutely.
In first position. This is a premium race. 100 grand on the line as we move into the tubes here.
Why is it a premium race? I didn't even
realize. Premium race here. 100 grand.
It's the title of the video. If you did your research.
I am putting notes on the videos now. Adam, do pay attention.
So I mean, he's doing all right.
Yay, taking some good lines, getting some curb boosts in there, taking the tubes well. As we come around this bend to double back, where's the choke going to be? We're on non-contact, by the way.
That's the thing about chokes. Oh, shit.
And what a shame.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, he's still in the lead. He's still...
Yeah, bringing it back. He can bring it back.
Yep.
He's got it. He can bring it back.
He's all right. He's still in the lead. He's doing all right. Yeah, I mean, he's choked it, but that's not a choke. Slipstream.
Slipstream on non-contact. Classic.
It's premium.
Classic Rockstar Racing.
That's a premium race right there.
He can bring it back, though.
There it goes. Then you know it has officially gone third. Oh, my God. He's still gone. The rolls.
What a shame.
So many rolls.
What a shame.
He's like a fat kid at summer camp.
Wait, what?
What? Don't worry about it.
Issues
all over.
And then he even gets more of a choke at the end.
Which one of these chokes is up for choke of the week?
I know. Yeah,
which one? For all three of them. Vote now.
All right, number two.
Three.
This is the LG Retro Custom.
Oh, it's the LG Retro. Oh, that's...
Jesus. Oh, that's how many cars have you tested?
Yeah. I'm watching it on a very small screen right now.
It looks like he's really barking at the wrong tree there with that move on the...
He was mid-win. He was in the lead and then just... Yeah, I played that one twice. It was so short. And then the final one, start this. This is on Mule Backpack.
It's not going too fast.
It is. Made by Glenn. Excellent creator.
Yeah, excellent track.
What the fuck?
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
What?
And RKO out of nowhere.
Yeah, just gone. Just gone. Let's play that one again.
Don't go too fast.
That's not going well for them.
No, it has not.
No, at all.
What the fuck?
Who's this little Asian boy on my screen?
What?
All right, there we go.
I clicked on it. Adorable 3-year-old is very happy to dance.
Don't go into the YouTube recommendation. It can never go well. It can never go well.
Let's get your vote in on the straw poll, whether you have number one, number two, and number three. Which one was your winner? If you are listening to this, if you are one of those five people who listens to this in the car who Noss absolutely loves, check out the YouTube video. Go to about an hour in. The timestamp will be down below anyway. It's always the first thing we do with the regular segments. So.
Yeah,
we'll see which one wins.
We got three chokes: Choke City, Population U, Barking Up the Wrong Tree, and Mule RKO out of nowhere. So, vote.
I'm trying to think of which one my favorite was. I haven't fully given it any thought.
I have, but I'm in doubt between two of them.
Always the thing. They're all so good.
Yeah, let's save our opinions though. Got to save them.
For our wonderful producer to tell us when voting is done.
Yeah.
Such a great man, our producer.
So do we want to move into the next segment?
We can't.
We've had over 100 votes cast.
Yeah. Oh, already?
Already.
Oh, good job. Good job, everybody.
Yeah. Is there a runaway winner or is it close or what?
There is a runaway winner.
Okay. So do we want to share our opinions? Let's share our opinions.
You guys go first. Nas. I'm still thinking.
Nas, what are you thinking? Nas?
I'm gonna go for the first clip. It was just so raw and the artistry, of choke after choke after choke. Just a little at a time. Just losing all hope in life. Questioning why you were here. How did this happen? Am I really this bad? It's so raw, elegant, beautiful. Clip number one is definitely my choice.
Okay, I will have to go with number two. I think number one was good, but a lot of it had to do with slipstream and non-contact and just terrible track design. He just flat out messed up in number two. You know, he hit that tree and he hit that tree hard. That was a terrible move.
One thing that's to point out about number three, we didn't actually see the end of it. Did they actually lose from that? Because if that was during the... Coindog and Actual Panda, but if that was during the Monday stream, the DreamHack stream, they still won that race. So that wouldn't count as a choke. We only saw a sort of small clip.
Be fair, yeah, that was some game nonsense going on there. That was some laggy stuff.
So one thing we didn't mention was who actually did the videos. So number one, the Feltzer video was Baggins HD.
Okay.
Number two, the LG Retro video was a Feishadada.
Feishadada.
Is that how you say that? Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bruff, right. You're the last one I would try.
It's me. Yeah,
really.
I'm so sorry.
He said it himself.
The
That was the third lap. It wasn't the Monday stream, it was the Xerxes stream. All right, okay, fair enough. So it wasn't chalk on the...
Number three was Actual Panda and Coin Dog coming together to make a beautiful disaster.
Beautiful choke.
Did we get an opinion from our guest?
What's yours? What's your pick?
I'm in doubt between two and three. Two because it's an actual good choke, but three because it's funny to me.
Yeah, that is a funny
one. If it's purely for the choke, I'm going to have to go with Shu. Because, like, he's in the lead, he's about to win it, and he messes up. So my vote for the actual choke goes for Shu.
I think I'm stuck between all of them, but I think they're all very, very good fails. But I also agree, and I think you guys have put me over the edge in going that way, that number two is the biggest, the best choke of the chokes.
Really? That looked like it was at the beginning of a race, though. That's my only problem with it. It looks like it was in the first lap. Everyone was so close together. You know,
no, he was lapping people.
He was lapping.
Oh, he was lapping. At the end. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I would say number two because it was the only one that was it was the proper choke. The first one were the first and second were both physics issues, I think, as fairly as they were. I'll say two as well. But I don't think it'll win. I think two is gonna win.
Yeah, the mules have won. I can almost guarantee it.
Go on then. Which is the winner?
The results. Okay, yeah. So in third place with 12% of the vote was choke number two. From Feinstein.
People don't. Me and Addy T are going to go on a rant again. People don't know a real choke when they see one.
Don't psychopaths over here.
In second place with 22% of the vote was Baggins HD with his Feltzer and the low suspension issues. And
Cole.
And in first place with 66% of the vote is choke number three, a bit of a mule coming together.
Yeah,
congratulations, Panda and Coin Dog. You're awful.
You failed miserably.
Way to mess up.
You are terrible at this game.
Congrats. It wasn't even a choke when you won.
I think we need to start.
They won twice now.
We need to start being more strict on the vetting of the top three chokes. They need to be proper chokes above and above everything else.
So what I like to do is because quite a lot of people see chokes as being hugely entertaining, I tend to pick one each week that's genuinely entertaining, even though it doesn't fully
disagree with that completely. That's not what we said. Those aren't part of the rules that we said. You've changed it all. We can have funny one as a bonus choke. No, real choke. My choke was a better choke. It was a proper choke. I should have won choke of the week this week.
No.
He's trying to win his own competition again.
Of course he is.
Trying to rig it.
Okay, let's move on. Let's move on. Let's do RDT's really Apple Juice along. Minute. The one thing that everybody comes here to see.
The only thing.
Is that the only thing? All right, okay, fine.
Yeah, but congratulations to our choke of the week winners.
Yeah, good job. Congratulations. Guys, good job.
Bad job, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, are we going?
Yeah,
RDT. Show us what you got. Show me what you've got.
Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback that has ever graced this earth. Okay? If Jesus Christ himself came back from the dead, he wouldn't be able to come back 25 points against the Falcons in the second half. That's ridiculous. Okay? So you need a drink that is just pure New England, pure Boston, pure clam chowder sauce, all right? That's what we need, all right? You need to grab a beer. You need to get a sixer. That's under $5. You can grab a couple with your cousin Patty, chuck a few down, and then chuck the bottles at homeless people. What's more Boston? You know? So I go for a nice crisp taste that is responsible for 82% of all fistfights in Boston. Makes the Boston the sexiest accent in all of the United States, in all the world even. Who knows? So, Narragansett Lager. It's good enough to get you through these wicked, harsh winters, okay? Narragansett. Suck a few down.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
End scene.
RDT's somehow all of these have played to my sense of humor and they're great. Like, they're all almost specifically for me. That's great.
Oh, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Meanwhile, I'm sitting here, what's football?
It's absolutely wicked.
GG RDT.
Yeah, who is Tom Brady?
Exactly.
I've seen him in the commercial this one time.
Notice how every cheap beer is American that I've bought so far.
Still waiting for my week. Still waiting.
All right. So, community questions now, isn't it?
Oh, no. I'm actually afraid of this one.
Please.
Do we have any questions from our callers? We need to check in with MB Hammer when he realizes we're asking him.
And he didn't change the rule again.
It's my Heineken. too.
Boston accent. It was a good Boston accent, though, RDT.
Yeah, it was all right. Okay.
I slipped into some New York, I think, at times.
Yeah. Nah, they're all kind of interchangeable.
Like when I said Boston, I should have said Baston.
Yeah. You're all Yankees to me, so.
Where are we at with the callers?
MB Hammer's server meeting them now, so.
He's normally listening to the podcast.
He's like, here. He's got it.
Is he dead?
Are you talking about me?
Oh, yeah, he's doing things in Discord.
I was doing my other job, going and checking the phone bank. What the fuck are you complaining about? I can only do one thing at once.
We got dead air here. I guess. You're the producer. You're not meant to let us have dead air.
Dead air. You're podcast presenters. Come up with something. Come on.
Yeah, we kind of talked about my haircut that everyone was talking about.
Oh, yeah.
But that's too late.
It's too late.
We can't talk about it now. Okay.
Are we doing the phone in now, are we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Who's our first caller on the Choking Hazard podcast?
Our first caller is Master Ferret, and I will drag him in now.
Hello, caller. You're on the Choking Hazard podcast. We're yelling about shitty DLCs. This is the only thing that makes us blue in the face. What is your question?
My question is directed more or less at Bruffy, Sugar, and RDT. If there was a new racing game that came out that was heavily designed around the content that the players themselves could create tracks to keep the game alive, and if it had good driving physics and wasn't full of gimmicks that Rockstar's doing, would you consider making pretty much a large content shift to that game over GTA?
Absolutely.
Sounds like a fantastic game. Are you making that?
I mean, yeah, at some point we're going to have to shift from GTA. That's an eventuality that's going to happen. So hopefully something decent comes along before then. I was hoping for The Crew 2, but that looks ridiculous. If you saw the E3 footage for The Crew 2. So, I don't know. If there was such a mythical game, yeah. I mean, we've got to switch games at some point. So, Bruff, how do you...
It's always been very, more recently on my mind. I'm not going to go into it now. This is more for future ramblings, but what is next after GTA? And GTA does give you so much from a racing perspective, even though it isn't really a racing game. Who's typing?
That's Hi,
Hammer.
I wasn't on mute. I apologize.
Scum.
out here making the next great American novel, and he's over here. God.
I mean, it would be really nice to have a proper racing game with good physics. Another Midnight Club would be good, I think.
Yes.
That has the racing features of GTA, but done properly. But it is still accessible, but there is a high skill ceiling. Something a bit fresh, but again, it would just be full of microtransactions anyway, because it's a Rockstar, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I would, if such a game came out, I would. I mean, I'm going to have to start thinking about playing other games again, but I don't think I'll ever stop playing GTA, because I do enjoy GTA games and Rockstar games and stuff, but maybe I'd play GTA 4 every now and then, and I'd play some San Andreas or something like that instead of just always GTA 5 in the future. But yeah.
Yeah. What about you? Many people... Oh, well, RDT's got to answer this, even though he doesn't really make content.
Why was it directed to RDT and not GTA Man? RDT just got left out completely.
Yeah, GTA Man's the only...
Because his name is GTA Man.
I'm just sitting here, soaking up all the tears.
I think it was mainly because we mostly race.
I do like a little bit of everything, though.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, GTA Man, you have the flexibility to go play whatever you want, really.
I mean, with a name like that.
The funny story is that I started off my channel with a completely different name, with the thing that I'm not going to do only GTA, but here I am.
Yeah.
Didn't end up well, but
I don't know. Like the thing, the way I've always treated YouTube is to just upload whatever I feel like uploading, and I'm just going to continue to do that. So we'll see how it goes. I still treat it as a hobby, even though it's kind of become more like a project rather than a hobby.
Yeah, that wasn't really the question, though. The question.
I mean, they're saying, you know, that, you know, I don't specifically only race in GTA, but since we're
it's a general kind of thing. If a new game was to come out that would take your fancy, you would just play that.
No. Yeah. I would definitely get that game and play it, but, you know, I don't think it would take up as much time as GTA probably does, because I don't know how many people I play with would also jump onto that game. That's all that matters to me, really, is having someone to be able to play with. And I guess with Noto, you always have somebody to find some interest in.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
No.
I just want to say, I saw a lot of, like, people posting racing games in the chat, like Dirt 4. Dirt 4 is probably an excellent game. Forza 7, probably going to be an excellent game, but these are not long-term content shift type games. Play for 20 hours, and then, well, I've raced every track dozens of times, and I've raced every car. I don't really want to do that anymore. You know, GTA is always kind of fresh with the tracks and
the variability that you have with it and stuff like that. Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I played Dirt Rally Tuesday. I played it yesterday on stream. I mean, I always, you know, shut up. All right. But
where'd you play it, Nas?
Twitch.tv/sugar_free_Nas. Don't spell out the underscores. Anyway, you know, they're not major content shift games. So I just wanted to point that out. Yeah. So let's move on to our next caller.
Thank you, Mass Fair.
Thank you for the question.
And thank you for your question.
Next up, we've got Mr. Mega Mario.
RDT?
No. Hey, Mr. Mega Mario. How you doing? We got a mouthful for you. I don't know.
Excuse me?
I can't.
RDT, you disappoint me. You disappoint me.
Whatever, man.
Hello, caller. You're on the Token Hazard podcast. Who's your question for, and what is your question?
Oh, this is for all of you.
Fantastic.
Wait, you better let us answer the question after you ask it this time, Mr. Mega Mario. I swear to God, I will find you.
I got you. Okay, so the question is, basically, I've been finding myself asking this a lot lately myself, and if you had the opportunity to turn back the clock, as Hammer worded it to me, all the way back to the beginning of GTA 5, not a single DLC came out or anything, would you do it? Considering the way that Rockstar have been doing things lately with their DLCs, you know?
No.
No,
all the way back would be giving up the content creator. Yeah. So, I mean, that's the lifeblood of anything that we do.
We are unhappy with the way that they give us the DLCs. We're unhappy with the things surrounding the DLCs. But ultimately, the thing that keeps the game alive is the content creator. And we create our own experiences using the content creator with new tracks and things like that. And we have all these other new vehicles to do as well, to use. So,
like the rocket bike.
So even if we're not happy with the game direction and we think it could be better, there's still a lot more there to keep us entertained than what there was.
And it still has improved as well. The game has gotten better since launch.
Yeah,
it's much better than it was when it launched. That's just a fact, in my opinion.
Yeah. Is it okay if I ask?
Go ahead.
Is it okay if I ask a follow up then? To it.
Sure.
Well, wait, what was GTA's answer to that?
My answer was definitely, I would love to go back and have a single clue what's going on with the game and just start fresh.
Oh, you want to... Is it more of a start fresh question or a
content? No, it's just like...
Like we'd have all our knowledge.
Like no beach bum, nothing. Just bare bones.
I guess, on the plus side, I could have without having knowledge.
Yeah, I mean, without having knowledge, I'd love to just, you know, start over and, like, you know, explore the game again. Because if you start a new character now, you're like, okay, let's go to the nearest gun shop and buy a special carbine. Like, you already know what to do.
Yeah, I can kind of see that. I just assume go play another game.
My follow-up for...
I'm excited to have ice cream for the first time again. It's like, you know? Like, yeah, obviously, at that point, it's awesome.
follow-up question.
What's your follow-up
question? Sorry, I'm excited. But anyway, for basically the rest of you, since GTA Men already said he'd do fresh, then what if you had an option to go back to a specific DLC and leave it there? Where would it be?
Ooh.
Ooh, I don't know how to answer that one.
Cunning stunts.
We wouldn't be going really? Back far, would we?
No. No, but that would be it, because that gives us the content creator. And then we don't get all this other shite.
See, to me, I felt like a really good time was around Ill-Gotten Gains. Like, nothing... That's when cars Ill-Gotten started
Gains
to get...
is when things started to get ridiculous, yeah. That was when started to get a little, it out, and it worked.
A little yeah. bit... A little bit expensive, but I think just around that time would be when I would go back.
Before, after the RE7B patch? Yes, absolutely before. Oh my like goodness, that was fun.
Yeah, like I enjoyed the old RE7B.
But I wouldn't turn it back at all. I mean, I'd just leave it right where it is. I mean, we
just hope they fix it.
there's some redeeming quality. I mean, and this is coming from someone who doesn't, you know, buy shark cards or earn their money in any way. So, I mean, of course, I can sit here and say, well, I don't want to do that. You know, there's a redeeming quality in all the DLCs, in my opinion, every single one of them. So,
yeah, I would definitely do it to Cunning Stunt with the OP downforce cars, especially the RE7B with the insane top speed.
Yeah, that was
I mean,
fun.
I would take a broken supers class and us having to, if we wanted proper supers race, ban certain cars, I would take that. Over, you know, I'd be happy with that to get that car back because it was just fun. GTA Man,
would you go back to
DLC?
He wants to go all the way back.
No, the way I would want to do it is I would want to skip over the LTS DLC because I think that ruined the game in a lot of you know
so ways unnecessary
for example.
Yeah, the PvP community just it was ruined by that. Absolutely. Yeah.
And I would probably put an end to the DLC after import and export because I feel that was like the actual last DLC. Gun running to me felt unnecessary.
Hmm. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
At least import export was different.
That's what I loved about import and export. It just got that old school GTA vibe to it, and gun running just
import
brought in.
Import export was actually one of the better ones.
Yeah.
And I'll still do those missions. You know, they're good money. Yeah. So.
And with gun running, it just brought in a lot of, you know, obviously I play a little bit of PvP as well. You guys don't typically really do so, but gun running just brought in a lot of overpowered shit, especially when it comes to like an APC, which now takes seven rockets. It's like, it's kind of too much. Here's the thing. It's so funny how they went. If you go back to October 2013, you're not allowed, they patched it, that you're not allowed to have a tank storing in your garage. It takes 8 rockets. They patched that too. Now you have an APC, which you can store in your garage, and it takes 7 rockets. They just kind of...
I didn't think about that at all. Yeah. It's hilarious. I'm glad you brought that point up.
I relayed on stream the other day. It's like, Rockstar, please, what are you doing?
It's unbelievable, the inconsistency.
It made me laugh, though. It was a good laugh.
Yeah, I mean, at least with cunning stunts, that's a good point, what Avivo said. We had rain in stunt races back then.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that. Anyway.
Well, that was an interesting question.
Yeah, interesting question indeed. Thank you.
I like
Thanks
that.
Next.
Up next, we've got B-Dogs Gaming.
Hello, caller. You're on the Choking Hazard podcast. Who's your question for, and what is your question? You want to unmute him, by the way? There you go.
He was unmuted on my screen.
My question is for everyone but pretty much RDT, because RDT doesn't play on PC.
Awesome. Fantastic.
Get yourself another beer, RDT. Yeah.
All right. So what's your question for us PC players?
And it is pretty much about the modding situation. Do you guys think that modding with a mod bank, kind of like how Skyrim and Fallout 4 did, would be a good idea for GTA? I know that GTA Men brought it up in a video recently, and it sounded like a pretty good idea.
No, the way that Bethesda tried to monetize mods last year was an absolute disgrace to everything that modding is about. It being free and open and just content made for fun. No, I don't want them to monetize mods in any way. B-Dogs, you're echoing, by the way. Might want to mute yourself a bit. But no, I would not like to see them at all. It wasn't okay when Bethesda did it. It's not okay. I mean, and it wouldn't be okay with GTA doing it. And I'm still a bit iffy on the whole Creation Club thing, but that's a completely different topic that's not for here. So, but no, I would not approve of anything like that.
Yeah, I agree. I'm the same. I think modding should be kept as what it is, modding.
Yeah, if you want to support a modder, someone who's made great content for you to enjoy, most people have a donation to their PayPal right on the page for the mod. Go throw them a couple bucks. That's what you should do if someone has made an excellent mod. Yeah, which, no. So.
Option is there.
So anyway, GTA, man, what do you think about monetized mods?
Well, I mean, monetization, I mean, it depends on what kind of mod. You know, like, say, for example, like the Liberty City mod, if, you know, they would try to monetize that, then sure, because it's a big project. But it's like a simple car skin, then no. But I just like the idea of Rockstar being able to control what's going on with mods, and that way they can still keep it alive. Now, if they've done it right and don't go too crazy with monetization of it, then I could see definitely it being
that would never something happen. That,
yeah, sure, it's still a business. But I'm mainly like thinking about the machinima makers when it comes to single player mods, because I know a lot of people who do make them and are very good at it as well. So that's my main thing why I even brought up that idea to begin with in that video that I did on it. Because I felt tricky. Like it would be. Yeah, it's a very tricky situation.
Yeah.
And like I said before, you know, there's probably going to be a different version of Open 4 or something similar. Modding is not going to die. I don't believe that. This is just a dent in the road. That's it.
Yeah. Okay. RDT, do you have anything for the
end? Yeah. RDT isn't a part of this discussion. He is.
Poor RDT.
He's just sitting there getting disconnected from sessions on Xbox One.
That's pretty much it.
Party starting a job.
I didn't hear what B-Dog said. What
did he say? All right, well, then let's move on. Let's good move question. On
next question.
good question. Thanks for your question. All right, so we have one final caller. Hello, caller. You're on the Choking Hazard podcast. Wait, what?
What are you doing? Didn't even ask you the question. Was it C. Balbuena? Balbuena. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Who's our caller? MB Hammer?
C. Balbuena.
C. Balbuena!
Who's your question for and what is your question? MB Hammer, we got to give Jaji a chance. Go see what he wants up there in the phone bank.
Okay.
Can I get a please, please?
Please, please. Google boy. Please. Right, so what is your question, C. Bal?
And are you in a wind tunnel?
RDT, please. All right. All right. This question is for Nos.
Fucking guy.
For Nos? Yeah. What? World you, first. Question for me. Just for me. Just for me. All right. Well, hold on. Let me turn you up in my Discord so I can hear you nice and clear. What is your question?
Now that mods are now disabled, thanks to Take-Two, and now I was like thinking, what about shenanigans? Like, what's going to happen? Like, when MCC arrives and then y'all have like plans like shenanigans or y'all have like other plans to do?
I can't discuss shenanigans right now. That's not something that I'm at liberty to discuss.
Please the fifth.
Yeah, ask Blade.
Ask Blade. Yeah.
Blade Nos has no clue. Blade is going to tell you the exact same thing. I can't talk about it. It is secret. We can't talk about it. You know, it could be the best thing you've ever seen, or we could do nothing. You don't know. No, you never know. So get hyped or don't. I don't know.
Well, I might get hyped, but yes. And the reason is you might find any random car and then do the shenanigans, and that's it.
I mean, I'm looking forward
to it. Okay. I think everyone's looking forward to it.
But as always, the first round of the MCC.
No shenanigans.
That's always been a rule. Round one, everybody just turns up, parks their cars, and we get into it.
No wave boys. Shenanigans.
Well, thanks for your question, even though I couldn't answer it. I appreciate the fact that you asked it just for me. How sweet of you.
Nos is 100% under an NDA.
Yeah, I am under an NDA. I cannot disclose any information on shenanigans or shenanigan-like activities.
Nas like is getting buttered up like a piece of cornbread. Oh,
all right.
Any so, last words from anybody?
Well, we might have one more caller, perhaps. And it's Georgie. We've got it. Here, C-Ball, I'll move you back into the phone bank, by the way. All right.
Adios, C-Ball. Buena.
Let's wait for MD Hammer here. And we'll see if we have one more caller real quick. And if not, we'll... So do we have one more caller, Hammer?
Yes.
We do.
Right.
An NDA is a non-disclosure agreement.
Yeah, I will warn you.
Business terms.
Jaji is on a very potato mic, but I've made an exception, seeing as you commanded me to... No, seeing as you commanded me to go and speak to him.
Oh. You know, Ada the J is going to be really upset about this.
Yeah. Hello, caller. You're on the Choking Hazard podcast. Who's your question for? What's your question?
It's for you, Nas, actually.
For me?
I was wondering. For
no,
me?
This isn't
the... It is.
Jaji, my biggest fan of Quote Scribe, asking me a question. Man. What's your question?
I was going to ask, who do you think is the best coach Alabama has ever had?
The best coach Alabama's ever had? Quarterback. Quarterback?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a bullshit question.
That's a difficult question, and it is not at all relevant to anyone here.
AJ right. McCarron has a super hot wife. That's all
he does. He does. I will agree with RDT on that.
I'm a little biased towards Joe Namath, personally.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go with you there. I mean, if not for his quarterbacking, just for awkward interactions.
The producer's going to step in here and just
did he go off script? Nos
and Jaji, because that's completely irrelevant.
Did he go off script?
Scrub.
Hammer, did he ask a different question?
Look, Joe Namath getting drunk and kissing announcers is always something to talk about. But anyway, since that was an irrelevant question, thank you, Jaji. I very much appreciate it. Look at that, our first troll caller, and it was Jaji.
I love that. That was a great question.
I like the question, too. It was specific to me, and no one really understands. But
do we have any final words, then, guys? Anybody want anything they want to say before we end?
The stream didn't start too great, but I think it ended pretty decent. I'd like to thank personally the Academy, my mom, and GTA Men for coming on.
Don't forget Jesus. Thank Jesus.
And Jesus. Thank you. He gave me these acting skills and wants me to be richer than everyone else in the United States combined. Thank you.
Final words. Go follow me on Twitch. Go follow me on Twitch. Gotta follow me. All right, you must follow me. It's something you're required to do.
All the links for everybody that we ever have on the obviously the two co-hosts and guests are always in the description of the YouTube videos. If you ever want to check any of them out, we'll put GTMN's YouTube in there. We have RDT's YouTube, but I don't know whether you should put your Twitter there instead.
Do whatever the hell you want, man. You know, I don't do anything on either of those
sites. You don't do
sites.
Anything on any social media.
Yeah, I'm working on a new song. Don't worry. It's something new is coming out. I'll tweet more. I don't know. Put both. You know,
I'm not putting both. Being greedy? What do you think this is?
I'll just put it. You know what I'll do? I'll comment it, and then it'll get upvoted to the top.
Everyone's just going to upvote your self-promotion comment.
Yeah, okay, exactly. See? Raymo knows.
I'll upvote it for sure. I'll do it.
GTA, man, you got any final comments? I take that as a no.
Well,
there we go.
Sweet home Alabama, where the skies are so blue.
I was going to give you a shout out for your AJ series retelling.
Well, I mean, the thing
sub GTA, man.
I heard someone mention that AJ has a shitty mic. He doesn't, so he can come on the show.
Yeah. So
well, he is a large liability. I would be scared.
Oh yeah, I mean,
even worse than me. And I'm
now you mentioned the series. If you want to know why AJ would not come on the show, that
watch the series.
Yeah, just watch GTM the series. You can find his channel !! Someone else already hit it. So please go check out his channel. He's a big big friend of the show. And
yeah, thank you for coming on
AJ series.
It was fun. Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, and that will just about do us. What?
Can we one last thing? When we're closing out, can we just get GTA Men to go, and we'll see you all later. just when we're closing.
Is that you want to do all. At the end? All right, okay, we'll do that. Thank you guys, as always, for watching. Let us know your thoughts about the things that we've talked about in the comments. If you're watching this on YouTube, and we appreciate your support of this podcast. And just
vote us on iTunes. That really helps us out.
Yeah, you can leave a review on iTunes or on whatever podcast thing that you use. You
know, or don't. Do whatever the hell you want.
No, absolutely do. Don't tell them not to.
They're grown. Right. They're grown men and women.
Time for us to go. Go on GTM and do your thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for watching the Choking Hat Podcast, Episode 8. Make sure to leave a like on the video, subscribe to Bruffy, and don't follow Nos at all. RDT does some rapping shit, but who gives a shit? And I'll see you all later.